This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. And we were talking about Aaron Judge and some of the great baseball players that we've seen in New York. And A-Rod's name came up the last couple of days, of course. And A-Rod is a guy that's got all sorts of stuff in his past and different things and, you know, TV and him and Jeter and the weird stuff of the shirtless picture on the Rock, and then him and kissing himself in a mirror and the steroids and everything else.
And the MVPs and the World Series.
Yes, he got that too. Yeah,
a lot of that stuff too. You know,
great baseball player. Certainly.
I mean, the laying on the Rock in Central Park was a little bit much.
It was, and kissing himself in the mirror was also a little bit much as well. So, you know, I see this in the break, and our friends over there at CBS this morning, you know, Nate Burleson and Gail King and what was it, Tony DiCopoli, I believe, is the other guy there. So they've got A-Rod on. So it says exclusive. Alex Rodriguez reveals new health diagnosis.
Is he all right?
So I clicked on it and I said, oh man, I got to watch this right away, right? So I'm going to start this, and I'm going to stop it right before you hear what it is, and then I'm going to have you take a couple of guesses, okay?
All right, so I'm assuming that it's nothing serious, because the way you're laying this thing out to me is like, has he got, like, ballitis or something?
All right, so it's... It says exclusive.
Okay.
It says I'm raising awareness.
Okay.
It says health diagnosis.
All about raising awareness, health diagnosis. Get it.
All right, let's hear.
An exclusive conversation with baseball legend Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod dominated the game for more than 2 decades. He hit 696 career home runs. That's a big number, by the way. Took home 3 MVP awards and won a World Series with the Yankees back in 2009. Now, Rodriguez is on a new mission, and only on CBS Mornings, he's revealing
He's revealing. Only on CBS this morning. Only on CBS Mornings. He's on a new mission. A new mission now. He is revealing what? What is he revealing?
And it's supposedly a health condition.
No, it's not. It's a health condition. It's his new mission. It's his new mission. This is Alex Rodriguez using his platform for good. What is it?
Low testosterone.
Low testosterone. Okay, decent guess.
Ballitis.
Not ballitis, not okay. Low testosterone. It has nothing to do
with that.
With the penis, the balls, the taint. Oh, okay. Nothing.
None of that stuff.
All right. You ready for it?
No.
Nothing. No butt stuff either.
No butt stuff. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hold on. Let me think.
You want another guess?
So it's nothing below the waist.
Not below the waist. Yeah, not below the waist.
Is it above the nipples?
It is above the nipples, yes. Above the nipples.
So there's got to be something in his head.
Could be neck, could be shoulders.
Is it above the neck?
It is above the neck, yeah.
It's the head. It's in the head.
It's in the head. Somewhere in the head?
Something in the head.
All right, something in the head. Something in the head. She moves.
All right, let's hear it. And nine. Now, Rodriguez is on a new mission, and only on CBS Mornings. He's revealing he was recently diagnosed with early stage gum disease and has since partnered with the health products company Aura Pharma to help raise awareness. Now, according to the CDC, nearly half of American adults 30 and older have some form of gum disease, and it's even more common once you hit 65. So, A-Rod.
All right, so good stop it for a second. A-Rod's out there trying to save our gums. That's what it is. So 30 million people have this gum disease. It's right. Gingivitis is what it's called, right? 30 million people have it. I mean, are people like their teeth falling out? Are they getting like mouth cancer from this?
Does A-Rod talk about it?
Yeah, he starts talking about it a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Can I hear what he has to say?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, let's hear it.
Morning. Thank you for being here.
Great to be here.
Now, from where I'm sitting, and I'm not a professional, the smile looks good. It seems like it's working. So tell me, what is this gum disease thing?
Well, Tony, looks can be deceiving. Okay. I mean, definitely. And I just recently went to see my dentist and not thinking anything about any gum disease. And the dentist tells me the news. And then I come to find out over 65 million Americans have this gum disease. So it's important for all the viewers watching, all Americans, all folks, go out there and take care of your teeth.
Pause for a second. This is essentially him going, like, in the doctor's office going, achoo! And the doctor going, you know that 320 million Americans sneeze once a day. And A-Rod goes, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put an end to this sneezing. I'm going to stop the sneezing in this country. There are people out there suffering with this sneezing. And then also, I mean, the way that Tony DiCopoli goes, tell me about this gum disease thing. He obviously knows. I mean, like, it's that you wouldn't say, like, tell me about this brain tumor thing. You wouldn't say that, right? He obviously, you know, he's obviously, like, making fun of it as well. But it's just so funny that the, like, I don't know how many times you've gone to the dentist. They're like, oh, you know, brush more, floss more. You got gingivitis or something. Use some mouthwash. But A-Rod goes, he hears this and goes, man, I can change the world. You're telling me that millions of Americans are suffering with gingivitis?
Or maybe it's this. Maybe it's, what is this?
Periodontitis?
There's a feel-good thing about what's going on right here, right now.
All right, let's hear more from A-Rod.
Yeah.
So is it mean the gums are like receding or they're inflamed? And is this in any way tied to all the stuff baseball players put in their mouth? Gum, you know, sunflower seeds, tobacco back in the day?
That's a great question. And I don't know the exact technical because it's all recent to me. Prevalent in our black and brown communities, especially like my Latino communities all over the place. But you saw Tony Gwynn years ago pass, the great Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some one of my mentors passed because of a lot of tobacco use, from my understanding. So I'm not sure if it's tied to that. I never did tobacco. I did a lot of sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
But anyways, viewers at home, is always better to be safe. Go see your local dentist.
I remember when that happened. I think we all remember when that happened, when Tony Gwynn passed away.
This gum disease thing is like so like of a minor thing that they've already gone to mouth cancer because they know that gum disease is nothing. So now the conversation is about Tony Gwynn dying because of mouth cancer. And here's A-Rod trying to save our gums. What is going on?
How about Tony? You know, is it about the tobacco use? How about the steroid use?
Yeah, right.
How about that?
Right.
What's what?
Yeah. It says here you also have tiny bolitis.
I mean, it just sounds very disingenuous. Yes,
I mean, it's ridiculous. Of all the things you can throw your name behind, if you're A-Rod, gingivitis is what we're going with.
I think that's the pink elephant in the room.
They're probably paying him $1 million.
I went to my dentist. He gave me the bad news.
Remember when your boy Jimmy Johnson did the extends thing?
Yeah, hell, I'm doing Blue Chew. Whatever.
Go get Pizzade.
But like,
what's the point?
I mean, he's A-Rod.
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing
and
about
the way he's presenting this is people are suffering with gingivitis. I mean, like I said, the best example of how this is not a big deal is like the CBS This Morning crew is now pivoted to death from mouth cancer because they can't get over how minor of a thing gingivitis is.
Yes. But obviously, with the amount of people that are suffering from some sort of gum disease,
right.
It's massive numbers, and they're trying to put a face on it. Hey, look at me. I'm A-Rod. I'm great looking, and I got gum disease. And I'm going to take care of it. That's basically what it comes down to. It's kind of like you at the Blue Chew.
Yeah, right.
Have you lost your confidence in the right. bedroom, men?
Right, exactly. But I feel like the ED is a bigger problem for men than the gingivitis is, the gum disease. All right, let's keep hearing from A-Rod, see if there's anything else that's interesting right. in there.
The loss way too soon at the age of 54, I believe it was. What was it like for someone who you looked up to come out and say tobacco use has caused me to have what we understood as mouth cancer and then passing away from it?
And you never tie it together, you know, to think about just chewing tobacco leading to cancer, leading to death. Mm. And a guy like Tony, who's such an amazing guy, played hoops at San Diego State. Obviously, there's a great picture.
You see him playing baseball, and you see the baseball body. He was a great college basketball
player.
He was.
He was. That. And a great defender, Gold Glover, and one of the great, great icons of baseball, one of my heroes.
I was going to ask you, speaking of baseball, let's talk about baseball right now.
Nobody wanted to talk about gum disease.
So
nobody.
We're at 2 minutes and 33 seconds in.
And there's no gum disease.
We went from immediately gum disease to tobacco to right. death to, and I think their first question is going to be about the pitch clock.
Right. So the,
hope the American PR, Dental Association got their money's worth.
Well, so the PR firm that booked him for that basically is like, on what the hell just happened?
This is just tremendous. Let's go over this. Some other baseball players who had died tragically. There's nothing to do with gum disease that we can now look back on and have an awkward conversation. Dave Dravecki, anybody? ridiculous. Is that video 7 minutes long?
7:04, and we're at 2:33 right now.
Oh, my God. All right, so there's a pitch clock question. How do they squeeze out another 5 minutes with this? And how many of those questions are gum disease questions? I'd love to know. You can fast forward, right, with the thing?
Yeah. You want just to drop the needle?
Yeah.
I'll just go a minute in to 3 minutes and 33 seconds.
All right. I think they're talking about the Yankees now and Aaron
Judge. Boy, today, played with your former teammate, Mark Teixeira, in high school.
And Mark's
well.
A stud. Mark's yeah, a stud. Totally. Smart guy.
I was not. They used to walk him to face me. Yeah. I was leaking confidence, you know, did a lot to my ego. There.
By the way, we have that in common. I hit fourth, he hit third. There was sometimes walk him to face me. I love that. But look, I think I'm in love with the crop of baseball players we have today.
Okay, still baseball. All right, no more gum disease. Yeah. We've moved on from gum. You know, Nate, when he saw this, was like, what? Gum disease? It's like A-Rod's coming in for what? What is he doing?
Then he's talking about his daughter's graduations because I'm fast forwarding. I see the photos.
They'll circle back one more time
right,
on the way out.
Right. But here's the thing. He almost missed his daughter's graduation because he almost succumbed to gum disease. So that's why he wanted to show the pictures about how he made it, because he made it to the dentist and they handed him a bottle of mouthwash and he was able to live.
I'll tell you how I couldn't finish the letter because I started breaking down. It was at my house. We had a bunch of my family over, and I basically said, I'm supposed to be your role model, and here you are at 18, and you're my role model.
Wow. Oh, God. Gag me with a spoon, Alex. Christ.
Now, here's the final 30 seconds.
All Let's right. see It'll be thing. Done, hopefully, by year's end.
You have been a shining example of what athletes should aspire to do after they get done playing. Real quick, any advice for young guys, young women that are starting to...
Nate! You're a shining example of what athletes should be doing in their post-playing career. Nate, stop. Nate's a shining example of what people should be doing in their post-playing career, not this clown.
saving the children, talking about gum disease and floss. Nate, stop. God. You got to bust his balls for this. You have to.
It's morning radio. It's morning TV. Come on.
So what?
Kind of what they do.
You don't have to kiss his ass for the hell of it.
That was what they do.
All right. Now I got to hear the end of that. Now that Al is back in there, I got to hear the end of it. Now you've been a shining example of what athletes should be in their post-playing career.
Careers that want to do something outside of the game that they play.
Yeah, I would just say for athletes, actors, anybody who's not in the business community, number one, dream big. Mm-hmm. Number two is all about execution. So if you like basketball, you pick Michael Jordan. If you like baseball, you pick Aaron Judge. Go find a Michael Jordan, Aaron Judge in the business community.
That's right.
Tie up with them and get a seat. You don't have to be driving the bus. Just get a nice seat on the bus.
I like that. Thank you for being an example and rewriting the blueprint of what it is to be.
And that smile is still working.
Thank you.
That's it.
Can't repeat.
Alex Rodriguez, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, so his advice in business is find somebody really successful and attach yourself to them. Yeah. It's not. It's easy when you're A-Rod to do that. If you're just every Joe Schmo, you find the Michael Jordan of business. I mean, what? And just attach yourself to them. Like, so there's a bunch of kids go, dear Mr. Bezos, Alex Rodriguez says I could be your right-hand man. Thank you. When can we meet?
Oh, boy.
God, what an idiot. You're so stupid. And then, by the way, they just made one smile joke at the end. Never got back to the gum disease thing. Never. Didn't even touch it.
Yeah, sometimes that's the problem when you have somebody like A-Rod pushing something like gum disease. Because there's so much other stuff to get to before you actually could really get into what he's there for.
Yeah, but they hit it right off the top.
Yeah, but,
But like I said, they couldn't seriously talk to him about gum disease. That's why they pivoted to Tony Gwynn dying from mouth cancer. Because they knew that was a serious thing.
Right.
And gingivitis was not.
Right. And supposedly they took tobacco out of the game, didn't they?
I don't think so.
I think they were supposed to, and the players are still doing it.
Sure. You're not going to stop anybody from doing these things. You're just not. I mean, it's like anything else with the gambling, the tobacco, the alcohol, the this, the that. I mean, whatever. You know, it's all out there. It's all legal. It's all what you want to do with your life.
So the next thing, what I take away from all of this, the next time I go to the dentist, do I have gum disease?
Yeah, I know. A-Rod's got me all scared. People run into the dentist now, go, man, if someone like A-Rod can get gum disease, then I can get gum disease.
So he has gum disease.
That's what he said. Early stage gum disease.
He's early stage.
He caught it early. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go.
I'm not doing it.
You have to, right?
Yeah. EJ, New York City. What's going on, EJ? You got gum disease?
Nah, I don't have gum disease. I want to get back to A-Rod's statement about the mentorship, attaching yourself to somebody in the business
world. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
I just think you missed the gap a little bit. I happen to be affiliated with a number of people in the business world that are very high up, and they all are mentors to different individuals out of different communities. Whether it's hardship communities, whether it's kids coming out of college, all different ones. And I just think you missed that one a little bit.
Yeah, he said find the Michael Jordan of or Aaron Judge of business and attach yourself to them, is what he said.
100%. One of the guys I work for is the CEO. Who's more Michael Jordan of a business world than that?
Okay. All right, well, there you go, EJ. Right. Well, go ahead and see your local dentist as well while you're at it, because A-Rod's just out there saving lives and giving great advice. He is. That's what I look for advice. Do you think that A-Rod shovels any money to Yuri Sukart from his American Dental Association deal? You think he's still paying him off or running him over with a tractor? Tim is in Queens. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, guys. I just want to extend my thoughts and prayers out to A-Rod. And, let him know we're all behind him with his fight with early stage gum disease.
Thanks, Tim. I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I think everybody feels the same way.
I know. We appreciate, your concern for A-Rod. You know what it was for him to go on TV and reveal that diagnosis? Brave.
It took the guts. Courage.
Because now everybody's going to look at him. He's the gum disease guy now.
I mean, I just remember Jimmy Johnson doing those Extends commercials.
Yeah. Yeah, right, dude. And now you're sitting next to a guy who's doing the same thing. all right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports. The owner pill commercials.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Time for Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back in here. He's got another update moment of the day. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Another night, another Yankee win, more home runs. Yes, Aaron Judge hit his 18th. And how about another one from Anthony Volpe and a big one at that.
1-2. Swing and a fly ball, hit deep to left field. Pollock is moving back. He looks up. It is gone. A home run. Anthony Volpe coming through with two away. Slugs a three-run homer into the Mariner bullpen in left center field. Home run number 8. And the Yankees have blown it open here against Logan Gilbert. They're ahead 6-0.
That was Justin Shackle with the call here on the Fan. Yankees win 10-2. Isaiah Conner-Falefa, 4 hits, drove in 4. Mentioned Judge and Volpe right there with the home run. And Greg Allen had a solo home run. Here is Conner-Falefa. Now you're seeing the player that I am. He certainly has been good of late, as we know.
I feel like this is what I can do. This is kind of what I expected to do. I worked my butt off to make adjustments, and I felt like I ran away from him early, and our hitting coaches really helped me stick with the changes I made.
And now he is reaping those rewards, as they say. Yankees 34-23 with the win, as they have scored a boatload of runs over the last week or so, as we know. So 11 games over 500. They've won 4 in a row, 9 of 12, and they are now within 5 games of Tampa, who lost to the Cubs last night. You've got Clark Schmidt and George Kirby going tonight on the Fan at 9 p.m. at Tampa, losing to Chicago by the score of 2-1. Aaron Hicks with a new team. He signed a major league contract with the Orioles after Baltimore put Cedric Mullins on the injury list with a sore groin. You make sure I said it slowly once I said sore grain.
Pat McGroin,
that's right. Meantime, at Citi Field, you had the Mets, you had the Phillies, you had defense, and you had offense. We'll start with Brandon Nimmo in center field.
The 1-2. Cracked in the air, left center field. Nimmo going back to the track, nearing the wall. Nimmo, he leaps, and he makes the catch and pumps his fist to punctuate a great grab high at the wall near the orange tape. And a big smile to boot. He takes a homer away from Nick Castellanos.
That was Keith Rad.
That was his move to, was it the Dodgers series last year where he took a home run away to win a game and he jumped over the fence and got the ball and then came down and fist pumped. That's his thing. Does that once a year now. He's turned himself into a much better defensive player than anybody expected him to be or projected him to be when he was coming out of the minors and obviously drafted by the Mets many years ago. So that's a credit to him.
Completely agreed. And then offensively, in the bottom half of the inning,
here's the 1-0. Swinging a drive in the air, deep left field. Guthrie going back to the track, to the wall, and it's gone. Francisco Lindor. Solo home run in the fourth inning. It's his 10th of the year, and the Mets strike first in the battle against Philly. It is 1-0 New York.
And they win 2-0. You know, I just realized, I didn't know Howie Rose. It was all Keith Rad. He was on the mic for all of these calls. I guess this would be the only Howie one.
Now the pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards short. Lindor behind the bag, up with it to second one. McNeil the first. Double play. Put it in the box.
That's a good one.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie Rose.
Got the final call.
WCBS 80 Yeti.
Before you move on here, we've obviously been talking about the very serious matter of A-Rod announcing on national television that he's in a battle with early stage gum disease. So we want to make sure that we extend our thoughts and prayers to A-Rod and his mouth. And Brian Westfield wants to talk about that as well. What's going on, Brian?
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, Brian. All right, Brian, what's happening?
I was thinking about this, and I was wondering if A-Rod could maybe get J-Lo and Madonna to co-write a song driving awareness to this. And, you know, you get some of his celebrity friends to hold a concert, you know, Floss for Freedom. I think that might be a good way to start here. And then perhaps the telethon could spring from this to drive awareness to gum disease every year.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point. He knows a lot of famous people. I do believe that a big national TV telethon, maybe right here on CBS and CBS This Morning.
Maybe like a group of, like, We Are the World.
Yeah, We Are the World. Oh, yeah. We are gingivitis. Yeah, that would be, that'd be like great. That, yes. You know, everybody swaying back and forth and no teeth. Teeth are just falling out of their mouths because of their severe gum disease. Live on television as the phones light up wanting to donate.
We are the world.
Yeah, that would be that'd be great. I think that would be it's a great idea. And by the way, someone had a great tweet and something that I should have thought of. You know, J-Lo, what a terrible person it takes to leave A-Rod in the middle of this battle. You know, I mean, here he is battling gum disease, and she just takes right off. Goes right back to Ben Affleck and his perfect gums. I mean, you're supposed to through sickness and health, right? I mean, that's where you're supposed to be, is right next to your partner, no matter what's going on.
That doesn't really work for society, as you know.
Where do you think A-Rod got the infection?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. At least Tony DiCopoli goes, baseball players put a lot of stuff in their mouths. A-Rod's like, uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, we do. It's not a laughing matter.
By the way, speaking of timing,
how
crazy, though. Think about this. We've done the warm-up show for how long?
A long time.
Right? Have we ever talked about Tony Gwynn and him dying of mouth cancer before this morning?
No.
And then this was a topic on CBS.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, because
you guys talked about it this morning? Yes.
Well, I'd ask Jerry if he thinks Tony Gwynn still watches baseball.
Man. No, you did not.
I did.
Oh, my God.
And Jerry said, well, he's passed. So
we were talking about if a player would ever hit 400 again, and I brought up 1994, and then he was asking if he still watches baseball, and I said, no, he's passed. But, like, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Long Island. Mark, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. We're a little overtaken with sadness today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm furiously flossing as we speak. But actually, I'm in the medical field, and gum disease does increase your risk for heart disease and stroke.
Well, it's something A-Rod should have said as opposed to, you know, talking about the pitch clock.
That's the thing. He didn't even mention that. But, you know,
that's the point.
It's a precursor for disease.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. He had that platform, and he didn't even get a chance to bring up
a hosted pivot to baseball very quickly.
Yeah, no, I
will say this, and thanks for the call, Mark, that he should take a page out of David Wells' book. Because if you remember, we had David Wells on.
And he kept saying gout.com.
That's all he kept saying, gout. Dave, were you drunk the night before that you pitched?
Gout.com.
Gout.com.
We're
all over the place with gout, for God's sake.
Didn't Strawberry do a www.com once?
Yes.
His plug.
Yeah.
He didn't do the website. He just said www.com.
Jesus. Let's go to John in Boston. Johnny, what's happening?
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener, been listening since I was like 10 years old. I want to say I am a gingivitis survivor and have been battling it for some time now. Things really have been
good.
Prayers out to A-Rod.
Yeah, prayers up. And John, thank you for your courage and bringing that up on the air. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there right now with gingivitis that hear how you made it, even though you had that terrible phone line, but how you made it through, that are inspired to continue their fight today.
Doesn't Listerine do something about gingivitis?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they should have waited for Super Bowl week to do this interview. That was a Super Bowl week interview.
Yeah. Remember, you used that World War One Listerine, that yellow Listerine,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have gum disease.
That's right. Exactly.
You still use that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean?
That's terrible.
Right. They've made minty flavors since then, and spearmint and stuff that tastes better than that World War One Listerine. I mean, that's,
I like the World War One Listerine. All right,
straight up like turpentine.
You know my ingredients people that I follow on social media?
Yeah.
Very against Listerine.
They are?
Yeah, all those mouthwashes.
Oh. Well, let me tell you, my mouth is clean.
Mine too. I love a Listerine.
Pure. Oh, look at us here. This is us gargling Listerine. All four of us gargling Listerine. And Erica Herskowitz somehow is gargling Listerine as well.
What the hell?
I have no memory of that.
I have no idea.
Was that the World War One?
Yes, it was.
It was. Okay.
Yeah. I have no memory of it. I never even knew Erica sat in here with us.
What's funny about that video is Al looks happy and Boomer looks drunk.
That's who he is.
Anyway.
Al without the glasses is a totally different look, man.
Yeah, it's like younger.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, these glasses are screwing me.
You were clean shaven, too. Look at that. Clean shaven as well.
I like the look now. Better.
What are you doing?
I like the look now much better, Al, with the glasses and a little bit of scruff.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, no, it's much better. That old look looks, looks like you're suffering from gum disease.
God, this is just ridiculous. Somebody paid him millions of dollars
to go on there. They barely got anything out of the plug. They could not wait to get away. You know someone's freaking out right now about that, too. Some PR person. Like, well, how did you get the mouth cancer so quick? This is about gingivitis, not tobacco use.
Speaking of weird things, if you will, so did you see this Johnny Damon video?
No.
So according to, was it Barstool or Bro Bible? One of the websites posted it that said 20 minutes after Boston lost to Miami in Game 7. Now this has since been deleted. Johnny Damon posted this on his Twitter feed.
Everybody, Johnny Damon here, the only team that has come back from a 3-0 deficit. I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day and thank you for all our military for keeping our country the best in the world. Thank you so much. And let's see what the Celtics can do. I mean, a 3-0 deficit is very hard to come back from, and they have a chance to do it tonight. May the best team win. All my best. And, this was the greatest comeback of all time. Let's see what happens tonight.
Right.
Yeah, well, it actually sounds like me at Boomer and Geo.
Weird.
Better.
Yeah. This-
Probably right.
Yeah, very strange, though. But that was apparently 20 minutes after the game had gone final. He was at some games, too.
I mean, so, just,
that was after the game?
That's what the story says. So I don't know. Maybe he was DVRing it and... I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's been deleted since. And
he's having himself a good weekend, you know?
Yeah, been there, done that.
Right, exactly. Caught me on video Sunday night about 7:30. It would have been sounded a hell of a lot worse than that.
Knicks not bringing back Scott Perry. Is he? They will not give him an extension. And Bob Myers stepped down with Golden State. Here's Michael Malone getting set for the Heat in the NBA Finals. Malone talking about how good this team is when asked about where they were seated.
What may make them an atypical 8 seed?
Well, as I told our team, man, like forget the 8 seed stuff. I mean, they beat Milwaukee 4-1. Team had the most wins in the NBA this year. They beat Boston 4-3, and they're up 3-0. Team with, I think, the second most wins in the NBA this year.
And, of course, the Knicks in between that, though we didn't reference that. So that will start tomorrow. And then in the NFL, you've got the DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know what you would call it. There's a lot of people, I'm sure teams would love to have him. One player that specifically wants him is his former teammate, Deshaun Watson, in Cleveland.
Our connection, our relationship has always been great. And I know there's a lot of things swirling around in the media of, you know, him possibly coming to Cleveland. And, you know, for me, my answer to that is, of course, we would love to have him.
But also knows he's got no power to do that, so we'll see where he goes. And Brian Daboll is going to speak, I believe, around 10 o'clock as they're in the middle of their OTA, so we'll get a little Giants update coming up later on. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. Kind of like a lot of what just happened, but that's not on tape just yet. So we go back to the 7 o'clock hour where the show minus Boomer was signing a baby's onesie at DJ's on Friday.
I don't think that opportunity is going to come up ever again.
Not often.
Yeah.
So
She got four out of the five of us then.
She got everybody. Actually, she got Gallo, too.
Boomer, too? No.
Did you sign the baby?
No, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Good news, because she did reach out to me, and she's going to send me the baby's onesie so Boomer can sign it, so she's also sending the baby.
All right, good.
No, do not send the baby, just the onesie.
Yeah, matching.
I'll take care of the baby.
Youssef.
This package is a crime.
Dressed to Al.
Hey, Gio. So two things. The other day when you guys were signing Nolan Francis, it's one of my best friend's baby, and I kept getting pictures and videos of who was signing it from the mother, which is Liz. And I just kept waiting for the Boomer one. Is that something like when you get autographs from like a team, but then the superstar doesn't want to be involved? Is that that situation?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you hit it right on the head. Right exactly. Why would I want to sign autographs with the five guys that I work with? Well, I don't even know when this took place.
It was 10:02.
Yeah, it was 10:02.
There you go. Moment of the day.
All right, good stuff, Jerry. All right, Boomer Geo on the Fan and the CBS Sports Network. A couple of funny tweets that we got. One saying that the Dodgers now have gum disease awareness night. They are now getting involved in this whole fight against gum disease.
That's good.
And another one from Henny Skywalker. It says, I just got shot trying to sit next to Warren Buffett. Thanks, A-Rock. Because he said, find the Michael Jordan of business and go sit right next to him. So, So there you go. And A-Rod on CBS this morning. You can go check that out if you like on the CBS Mornings Twitter account if you didn't see the interview. Yeah. Something else from Twitter.
Yes.
And that is...
Is this a good one or a bad one?
Well, no, it's a good one. It's nothing, nobody getting in trouble or anything. It's just someone simply asking a question.
Oh, okay.
And that is Josh Hart.
Our Josh Hart. Yes. The Knicks, yes.
New York Knicks. So he tweeted this 12 hours ago. So this was last night. And he tweeted, have y'all ever tasted y'all significant other's breast milk? Asking for a friend. So I will say that I know friends who have done this. I know this sounds like a cop-out, but I know friends who have. I did not during that time. I did not. I didn't do it, not because I wasn't curious. I just felt odd about it and wasn't into it, you know, and didn't think it was for me.
Yeah.
You know? So I did not taste it, but I know friends who have.
So it sounds like Josh Hart has participated.
Well, yeah. So then CJ McCollum writes, sick conversation. Heard it goes down like almond milk. And Josh Hart responded going, not going to lie to you, bro. It's better. So obviously he had some. And he knows what
he's doing. Oh, here's my wife's breast milk. Well, maybe he had to relieve her of it. Maybe they were out somewhere and...
He started milking his wife in a restaurant. Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, I don't. Breast pumps.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think.
You think it was just like laying around saying, let me give it a shot?
No, I don't think that's what happened. Oh. I think he probably, took some from a bottle or whatever and tried that out.
No.
You don't think that's the way it works?
No.
I mean, but there's a whole I don't know.
I think he locked on and
went for it.
And went for it, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Suckle the breast.
And then De'Aaron Fox said, I'm actually not surprised you asked the question less than a month in. And Josh Hart said, crying face emoji, bro, I know every new dad wondered. And that's true. I wondered about it. But
so it tastes better than almond milk.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You would drink breast milk from a random woman that you've never met?
Well, as long as it's pasteurized.
It's not pasteurized. It's old day. Now you don't want any pasteurization in your life, right? Now you're against it.
Right, raw milk.
Raw.
This is perfect for you. It meets all your criteria.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's
one story here that I was going to tell about a colleague that told me about this. Someone actually used to work on the air here about that. The dude came right out and asked me if, right after Gina had Sabrina, that if she was just squirting it out during certain areas, during certain times. And I said, what? He's like, you ever just, You ever just be sitting there and you guys are doing your thing and then all of a sudden you're covered in breast milk? I said, no, actually. And he goes, oh, it happened to me all the time. It was awesome.
Happens to him all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you really think you could figure this out, but...
Yeah, I know who it is.
You know,
I know 100% who it
right,
is.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, so...
Don't say who it is. I'm not saying who it is. But yeah, this person said, he's like, now you're at this stage. He's like, all right, so how many months in, you know, are you, whatever, you guys, you know, back, you know, being physical with one another? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, it's been a few months, whatever. And he goes, yeah. He's like, you never be, you know, doing it. And next thing you know, breast milk.
What?
And I said, no, actually, no.
I've never heard of that.
He's like, yeah, it's like it just starts happening.
And he found it to be very enjoyable.
He loved it, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is great. He like enjoyed it so much he wanted to know if I was enjoying it as much as he was. And I said, no, it's not happening. I don't know what world you're living in, but...
That ain't my world.
That ain't
my world.
That is not my world.
Okay.
Speaking of all these things...
Yes.
Man, how about all these old guys having kids? Like Robert De Niro and now Al Pacino. Al Pacino is expecting a baby with his girlfriend. He is 82.
Well, good for him.
And she's 29.
Wow. Hoo-ah.
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 Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, good for him. Fine. Yeah, he's got virility still. But it just seems like a lot. I mean, first of all, I didn't know that sperm was that potent at that age. Maybe, that's number one.
Maybe his girlfriend wanted to have a baby. She wanted to have a baby, and he said, I'll be more than happy to help.
Do you think it's traditional, or you think they had to go through a process because he's much older?
You know what, that I don't know, but I'm just assuming that the 29-year-old wants to have her own baby and would love to have his baby.
But she's got to know he's going to be dead soon, and then all of a sudden you got to, you know? It's a weird spot. It's a really weird spot.
Yeah, there's a lot of really weird things we've been talking about today, from... this to the previous conversation to the gum disease situation.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, it's just been nonstop.
Yeah, but don't you think, though, like, all right, so you're 29, you want to have a child, dating Al Pacino. Why are you dating Al Pacino?
Well, because he's going to die and you're going to get the life insurance.
Exactly, but they're not even married, though.
But now the kid's going to get the life insurance.
So it's going to be the kid, so you think this is a golden handcuff situation?
Oh, I don't know how long they've been together. I don't know what's going on there.
So so let's say they've only been together for a little bit, and that's a gold digging situation, but it was longer than it was.
I would think that's some sort of, yes, connection that, you know.
Can you put yourself in that spot? Because I can't. If I'm 82 years old and a 29-year-old that I'm dating, who obviously she's getting something out of this, I'm getting something out of this.
Old sperm that's sitting in your testicles.
So, he's obviously getting the enjoyment of being with a younger woman, and she's getting money, whatever. But then she goes, I want to have a kid.
Okay, and he says, all right.
I was like, no.
Well, maybe he wants to have, you know, another heir. Carry the Pacino name.
At 82? But then he's barely going to know the kid. What is he going to squeeze out? Another 8 years? Best?
I don't know. He's got
that
a lot
kid's
of
gonna have a tragic. Watch his dad die at 8 years old. It's terrible.
Well, I'm a hot mom, though.
I don't think it matters to him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Whatever, man. I, whatever floats your boat.
But at what point do you be like, listen, dad's really old and he's not gonna be here for a while. You got to break that down to the kid.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotional baggage here, I would imagine. Yes.
It's tricky.
Yes.
It's not just like, oh, whatever, good for him. I mean, when you make that decision when you're 82.
I do, but I do think that the woman in this case, whoever it is, probably is loving the fact that she's having his baby, their baby.
Yeah, of course she is. I understand why she's doing it. I wonder why he's doing it. And then
I can't speak to that other than, you know, maybe it was a mistake.
No.
Could you imagine that?
No. I don't think so.
Now, if you told me they did IVF or something like that, then I would tell you that, you know, hey, they were really trying for a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't trying for a kid, and it happened, and they're embracing it.
Wow. That would be impressive. If he's 82 and that was an unplanned situation.
Why is that so hard for you to believe?
Because 82-year-olds don't usually get people pregnant. That's why.
Yeah, but 82 today is not what 82 was 25, 30 years ago.
It's past the male life expectancy. It is. You know 82-year-olds just knocking up people?
You just told me two of them.
Well, yeah, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, because they got these gold diggers that are probably trying to get the handcuffs on them for the rest of their lives.
Cash! Cash! Right. Give me cash!
But like the regular 82-year-old nursing home grandfather is not out there having kids.
You don't think they're getting jiggy with it?
Well, they are, because they say that happens. But
yes,
I don't think
it does happen, yes.
But I don't think they're, you know...
I'm just telling you that 82 is not 82 of 20 years ago. I'm just telling you that.
Fine, from certain standpoints. But from like a fertility standpoint...
He could be taking your blue chews.
I hope
feel
he is.
Confident, guys.
Well, he doesn't need as much confidence as I do. Because he's Al Pacino. It's for guys...
You're Greg Gianna.
Yeah. I don't know. I would just feel like... I mean, at 40, I was like... With two kids, I was like, that's it. You know?
Yeah, I know.
No more.
Well, maybe he wants to have another kid. Maybe he wants to, you know, go through that all again one more time.
At 82?
Yes.
Well, he's not changing the diapers, though. That's
no,
the thing.
There's no way. I'm sure he's got help and everything else.
There's some times that I feel like I don't know, like I'm living in a weird world with your reactions to these things.
Like, why are my reactions
weird? Your take is like... Like 82-year-olds are knocking up people all the time. Like that's not what I
would bet you it happens so much more than you can even imagine. You know, just because these guys are famous, you're hearing about it.
Okay,
I guarantee you.
You guarantee me?
I guarantee you it happens so much more than you.
But you're acting says,
like this is like
it is. It seems crazy. 82, and like that seems nuts to me. It does. I would not even think, especially with how many, like, for example, let's put it this way. You know, me in my 30s, Gina in her 30s, we went through lots of infertility stuff. Lots. You know, two people, okay. Young people, whatever. Like, went through IVF, spent lots of money, did the whole thing, told you about the spank room, everything else. Did this for years. And it took science to get us children. You're telling me Al Pacino at 82 should... Boom, bang, you're pregnant.
Well, you know, maybe his girlfriend's fertile Myrtle. Who knows?
All right.
You know, I mean, it happens.
Apparently.
It takes one of those little swimmers to get to where they need to get to.
Yeah, just the little Al Pacino. Wah! Wah! Wah!
Right.
Oh, yeah. All right, okay. It is Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Give him a sports minute. We'll come right back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.